Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings and cheers and welcome to the Monday morning edition of I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 235 miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, Internet people of Earth. This is J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious estates here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How you doing, Matt?
Doing fine, Jay, today. Cooling down a bit, 95 today here in Bagwine. So.
Oh, man, we are under a heat warning beginning today all the way through Thursday.
You'll be probably down there, you'll probably be popping out in the triple digits, I would imagine.
Every day this week, they say.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I tried to sit down with Mother Nature and talk to her about this and maybe tone this down a bit, but she is not the type to compromise.
Oh, wow. She's not. There's no leeway in her scorched earth policy, evidently.
Not at all. Yep. And boy, I tell you, I was just as the opening music was playing, all ready to go, and I looked down, and I got a message from Warrior Cat. So now I'm all discombobulated for a minute, but I'll try to recover.
It's going to be tough. And while you were getting that message, there's a squirrel outside my window. He's tapping on the window, wants to come into the AC.
I'm sure Corky's like, no.
No, baby, no.
Is Corky settling down?
Corky has settled down. She's on the, she must have gone into the closet.
So. No. She was having a bit of a bad morning there for a while.
Seems like. A little loud. Before we get started, I'd like to say hi to a couple of people we have in the chat room. We have a guest, and we have Manny R. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct or not. And a couple guests, and of course, live from the Vegas Strip, Rich Taylor.
Hola, guys. I'm sending out a quick tweet here. I forgot to tweet that we were on.
We need to have like a hold music file that we play when you're during your moments of distraction. You can let us all know when you're done, Jay. That'd be great.
Okay. I certainly will.
And we're back.
Jeez. You got to send that tweet out because some people wait till they see that tweet to hit the link and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to let anybody down, you know. People are counting on me.
I know. And you were a little slower than usual, but I think that's because it's hard to tweet in the heat.
That it is. And the time I would have been sending that tweet, I was reading the message from Kat. So, not that the cat is to blame at all. No.
And get used to it now, folks, because he'll probably read that same message from Kat a half a dozen times between now and the end of the show. A lot of big stuff going on, Jay. Big stuff.
Busy week.
Busy.
Lots of deals being made, lots of deals not being made.
Yep.
Lots of yelling and finger pointing and whining and bitching.
Yeah. So it's Washington as usual, and when people realize that folks aren't in Washington to help you out, they're just there to get themselves reelected, well, I'll be calmer and, you know, just take it as it is.
Yeah, we all know that. It's just, it's always disappointing when it gets proven to us again and again and again.
As it has been this weekend, working on the debt ceiling and the debt and deficit.
Yep, and there's the little breaking news. Senator Lindsey Graham is a no vote. Good for him.
Oh, there you go.
He can't in good conscience support that deal that cuts $1 in defense spending for every $1 trillion in social spending.
Because we all know when the United States is spending more on defense than every other country in the world combined, it's not time to back off yet.
It's still just not quite enough.
No, it's not.
And, you know, those weapon systems from World War I, still got to keep, you know, spending money on those.
That's right. I think they still make canteens and Tommy hats down in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Yeah, but the completely and totally fake debt deal and debt crisis just. You know, it's a 10-year plan, which will be wiped out the next time they pass a budget.
And my understanding is that whatever deal they make is not even binding on the next Congress.
Well, of course it isn't. Nothing is. I mean, anything you do legislatively, you can undo legislatively.
You know, Jay, I was thinking this morning, as I told you, I was watching all the pundits and the talking heads and the politicians coming in on the morning shows talking about the debt, and we're going to do this, and I need this, but I can't get that. You know, this whole thing would be solved with just 5 letters.
What 5 letters?
WWHCD. What would Herman Cain do? That's all we need to know.
Well, he would do whatever was the simplest, quickest, and easiest. Because that's what he's all about.
He is the man. He gets things done. He can raise some dough.
He can. He just said, just send me that little one page debt ceiling hike, and I'll sign that bad boy. But we shouldn't even have a debt ceiling. That's ridiculous.
I don't.
Yeah, I personally don't either. No, neither does anybody else. But the debt ceiling, I mean, no other major country on earth has one. It was nothing more than just, you know, a pandering gimmick like everything else we do. Just like this deal right here today is. It's just a pandering gimmick, which has no actual meaning. Like I said, it'll immediately get blown away when they do a budget either this year or next year. And then sometime in early 2013, let's say we have President Romney and a Republican Congress, they'll raise the debt ceiling on a voice vote. It'll be no big deal.
It'll be okay then. And you know what I thought, this is probably not a good time to discuss debt ceilings and stuff because it's hurricane season. And really, that's not the time to be putting levels on yourself.
Yeah. And just like, you know, them standing around screaming, oh, we want a balanced budget amendment. That's the stupidest thing anybody ever thought of. And it had to be a Republican that thought of it. But, I mean, really a balanced budget amendment, that would completely, completely destroy the economy as if we're not doing it already.
And it's un-American.
That too.
Because, you know, this is the country where we print our own money. And no one can stop us from that.
And we should just print up $2 trillion and cover the the interest on the debt just like that.
See? Yeah. Why is that so difficult?
I have no – just have them make up a $2 trillion coin. Well,
right.
It would have – you know, they would have to authorize $2.2 trillion because it would probably cost $200 billion just to design and make it, but –
Well, I'll tell you what, Congressman out of Florida, Representative Connie Mack, Republican out of Florida, he's got what he calls the 1 cent solution, and he wants to cut a penny off of every dollar spent. You have to cut a penny, and he says in 6 years that'll get us out of debt. And after listening to this, I was first a little skeptical, but then I thought, man, that's a great jobs program too. Because that's a lot of pennies to count. We could get the homeless to count all the pennies.
And they could do it while they're hanging out at the library to get in out of the heat.
That's right. And then I thought, what are they going to do with all those pennies? And then I thought to myself, man, I could make a little money off this too because I'm going to make a sizable investment in all those Coinstar machines. So...
See, it's a win-win situation
it
right
is.
There.
There you go. So, for that idea, to Connie Mack, good job, Connie. And it's
oh,
the first
we
time
had a
I've,
guest
it's
in the...
It,
oh, go ahead.
It was. It's the first time I've ever trusted a man with a woman's name, so there you go.
A woman's first name and a man's first name for a last name.
Exactly. He's all confused.
He's a hermaphrodite.
Yes, he is. So we've heard. We're not judging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. Although I've heard that Marcus Backman would really like to meet him.
Yeah.
Oh, so look at that. We ran through 13 minutes right there, man.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty talented. Not much
Neil
going
Vernal,
on in the chat room.
No.
Want to send out a Ramadan Mubarak to Manier and all of our Muslim listeners out there, of which I'm sure there are many. Today is the first day of Ramadan.
Yes, it is. Allah Akbar.
So, yep. And hope you have a great month of fasting and whatever else they do this month. I'm going to be honest, I don't really know much about it.
Well, I believe, well, they do fast, and it's
yes,
always
I know
nice.
That.
The Muslims here in Bagwine, they're loving it because there's nothing better than fasting and avoiding drink when it's 95 degrees out. So
yeah. Can they have water during the day?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, maybe Manier will let us know in the chat room.
Yeah, there you go.
And hey, it's also a long weekend in Canada, so.
Oh, it is? Why is that?
Folks up there, I have no idea why.
I think all weekends are long in Canada, aren't they?
Well, the exchange rate, right, causes them to be a little bit longer.
Yeah. the U.S. dollar versus the Canadian acorn. It's always a tough assimilation. I do believe Ramadan was when, and our guest can correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is when the month that the divine word was sent to Muhammad, when he received it from God.
Oh, well, that would make sense, actually.
Mm-hmm. And what makes even more sense, I know why God spoke to Allah.
Why?
Well, when he created the earth, you know, he had the Jews, and the Jews all adored God. Yes, God, you're great. We'll do whatever you want. Well, he's getting a little bored with that. Getting a little bored. Want a little excitement. So he sent down the J-Man and, you know, not you, J-Man, the J-Man. throw a little controversy in there, mix things up. But then after a while, you know, after Jews and Christians started getting along okay, you know, they could coincide, and he got bored again. And so there you go. There you have Muhammad. Here, Muhammad, start another one. And he's had chaos ever since, and he's just digging. He's got a little excitement. It's like a game of Risk.
See, we're such an educational show.
Exactly.
That kind of reminded me of the old Far Side cartoon where you got God and he's, you know, got Earth right there below him, and he's got this can and it says jerks on the side, and he's tipping it over and he says, "Now, just to make things interesting."
Exactly. He wanted to see a game of shirts and skins. So
the skins being the meth dealers. They get dragged out of their mobile meth lab. Excuse me, their home business. on Cops every Saturday night on the Fox Network.
Well, that's better than getting hauled out of there in an ambulance because your kettle exploded. So,
I guess.
A lot of deals happening. We covered Ramadan. We covered the debt, and a lot of deals happening outside of Washington this time of year.
Yeah, hold on. Rich Taylor, just in the chat room, he says,
yes,
the only demographic you guys are missing is the elderly. That's not true. The elderly love Matt.
That is true. And Rich, if you didn't know this, I see a lot of people come through the beer mine where I dispense liquid happiness to everyone. And the only people who ever hit on me are gay men and women over 65.
Absolutely. If a woman has her Medicare card, she is all over the Matt Man.
That's right. They call me their Mattagenarian.
And the phone lines are open too, folks.
As always, at 661-244-9852. You can call in, talk about Ramadan or the debt ceiling crisis in quotation marks.
Yep.
Or
the NFL.
Bum, 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 bum.
We've had some big deals made in the NFL.
Yep.
And
Plaxico Burress was one.
Plaxico Burress signed with the Jets. And looks like Braylon Edwards is going to have to go drop passes for somebody else next year.
Yep, there you go. I don't think he's going to Cleveland.
No. No. He won't be going there.
I always had a problem with
Plax?
Yeah, with Plaxico, because he just sounds fragile. Plaxico, you know? And evidently he is.
Glass. Yeah.
You know, someone who shoots himself in the leg. And
yeah, with his gun in the band of his sweatpants.
That's always a good club look.
Yeah. But I guess the biggest the big steals that have been made was by the Eagles. They traded Kevin Cobb to Arizona for Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, a great cornerback, and then turned around and signed Nnamdi Asamoah.
Yes.
And
I'm glad you said, I'm glad you were the one to say that name.
I practiced it because I'm a professional. And it was a devastating blow to the Dallas Cowboys, who thought that, you know, really right up to the moment that he signed with the Eagles, the Cowboys thought that they were going to land him. And all the Cowboy fans on Twitter were doing what Cowboy fans do. You know, of course he's coming here. We're the Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. And then he signed with the Eagles, and they immediately, I guess he doesn't want to win championships because they, you know, forgot that they haven't won one in 18 years or whatever.
I was actually a young man back then.
Yeah, exactly. My life had hope and promise back then.
and since, your life has just followed the path of the Cowboys' success, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's steadily trending downward.
I'm going to start calling you Jay Jones.
Jay Romo.
Jay Romo.
Without the groupies. Yeah. Oh, and don't forget that the Eagles also signed Vince Young.
I wish I had the cricket sound right now.
And, see, I don't know that the Cowboys actually signed any free agents. I know they lost an offensive lineman, and they got rid of Roy Williams so that, you know, Dez Bryant can get hurt and miss part of the season, and they'll have no deep threat receiver.
Well, you know what that makes the Cowboys this year, don't you? They're a scrappy team. They're scrappy.
Scrappy bunch. They're competitive. Hardworking.
That's right. I'll give you four quarters of football.
They're the hardest working team in the NFL. The Saints unloaded Reggie Bush on Miami.
Yeah, I know.
And then signed Darren Sproles, and of course they drafted Mark Ingram. So that is a great move by the Saints.
Yes, it is.
Who dat going to go get hurt for the Dolphins? Reggie Bush.
Yeah, of course.
Don't worry, Miami. He'll look great until a big game, and then he'll limp off the field, much like Jay Cutler.
He'll just lose it, just like he lost his Heisman.
Yeah, which he still hasn't given up, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't if I were him.
I forgot to mention, you know, Cobb wasn't going to go to the Arizona Cardinals. He was adamant against that. Finally, the selling point was they finally convinced him that it's a dry heat.
Right.
He went ahead and signed.
And when he got there, he talked about how he when he visited Arizona, Phoenix, coming from Philly, and he was looking around, and it was such a clean city, and the people were so nice, and it looked so nice. That's going to go over well back in Philly. Yeah, they won't you know, they won't hold any grudges on that, because, you know, Philadelphia fans have never held a grudge.
No, they're a friendly bunch in Philly.
Live and let live.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, we do. How about that?
Been on for a few minutes here. Sorry about that, caller.
Oh my God. 905. You're on with Stupid.
Yeah, it's Money Are You, Jeffer.
What's that?
I'm Money Are speaking from Canada.
No.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Hey, Ramadan Mubarak.
Right,
Ramadan Mubarak to you, too.
Yes. I thought I'd just call in, just pop in and say hi. It's been, I've been meaning to call you guys for the last few episodes. And, well, I thought, usually I'm at work, But today, fortunately, it's a long weekend here in Canada. They decided they should have a weekend, another long weekend between July 1st and Labor Day. So I didn't even know it was a long weekend till last Thursday.
So it's not celebrating anything in particular. It's just like,
no,
let's
just
have a long weekend.
They named it a civic holiday. I don't know what's so all civic about it.
Man, what a great country Canada is. They're just like, you know, that's a long stretch from July 1 to Labor Day. Throw in a civic holiday. And everybody's like, okay. Because Canadians are agreeable like that.
Well,
so
and
it's
cold up there, so it's always good to spend a day in the heat when you can get it.
Nah, it's 95 degrees out here with all the humidity.
Oh, my
it
God.
It's hot. Oh, yeah. It's hot all
that's
over.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what is Ramadan about?
Well, Ramadan is a month where Muslims are supposed to take a month off and try to realign their spirits. One of the main core elements of this month is the fasting, to feel hunger and to feel what people without food and the pains that people are going through, other people or less fortunate people are going through every day. But unfortunately, today is Muslim. He's forgotten that, so it's he's hungry all day, and then it's gluttony in the evening.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yesterday I had dinner, and I forgot I had to wake up today 4 in the morning to get up and eat. And now that Ramadan is now in the summer, the days are longer, so it's fast is between 4:30 a.m. to 8:30 in the evening. So, yeah, it's no drink, no water, no food for I think 16 hours.
All the way till sunset.
Yeah, we wait till sunset. Yeah, the days are longer here nowadays.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See,
sometimes I
live up there
back
further.
Home.
Could you imagine how rough it would be if you lived like in northern Scotland where it doesn't get dark till like 10 p.m.?
Well, for those up in the north, like the Yukon and Northwest Territories, they do have they follow timings or sunrise sunset timings of those living a little further down south, so that you know they don't get screwed.
No, you don't want to get carried away with it, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the whole idea you fast during the day so that you can it reminds you of all the people that are suffering around the world
and that's fortunate people.
Yeah. Well, that's why Republicans hate the idea so much.
We don't need people to know that.
Well, I am quite following this debt ceiling, debt crisis that you're going through. It's something, it's really interesting. To a Canadian like me up here, I mean, all the mess going on in down south, I mean, this is a soap opera to me.
It's a soap opera here, too.
Yeah, it is. Don't you wish your politics would just be a little bit meaner and a little more hate-filled? And
I know, it's so boring up here. Everybody seems to agree on everything.
Oh my goodness, that's no fun.
You know, you guys hold an election. It's like, oh, the conservatives up there won, but the conservatives are like more liberal than half of our liberals down here.
That is true. That is true.
Bring back Pierre Trudeau's wife. That'll spice things up.
Yeah.
Well,
we're about to lose the live stream, so I want to thank everybody listening live.
Right.
You can stay on the air there for
a lot.
Well, you don't have to leave. You can stay on. So I'm just going to let everybody know that. So I was just letting everybody know that we're going to lose the live stream, and we want to thank them for listening. And there, of course, will be the 15-minute after show, which you can catch in the archives.
And it's always hot.
It is. That's when we get funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's literally hot.
Oh, that's pretty cool that you called in, dude.
Yeah, that is nice.
Oh, I thought I should call in. I should. I've been meaning to call in for the last few shows, and I'm like, oh, well, not this time. Oh, this is perfect. I call
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We hit on a subject you're an expert on, and there you were.
Well, not really an expert. A follower, I should say.
And I'll make sure if you call in again, I won't let you sit on hold for 4.5 minutes.
Well, I called in earlier in the show, and I thought maybe, well, I pressed one, and I heard you guys, and maybe this is not right. So I hung up, and then I called again. That's more than 4.5 minutes.
Sorry. Well, see, the thing about it is the chat room is open in a separate page, so we go back and forth, and sometimes... We missed the switchboard a little bit. But anyway, glad you hung in there.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you a big NFL fan, Nanair?
Oh, football? I have no clue about football at all. I just sit there and watch them scrimmage and all that, and I said, all right, he passed the ball there and he kicked it. I think that's a goal. That's all I know about football.
What about baseball?
Well, a little bit about baseball, okay. I'm all right with baseball. I'm okay with hockey and soccer, that's my most favorite.
What about curling? You got to be a curling fan.
No, not me. I find curling boring.
I do too, unless it's women's curling.
Unless it's the Russian women's team. Oh my!
Oh.
Yeah, nothing like a tall, long-legged blonde out there on the ice. So, all right. Manair, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye now.
All right, thanks.
Bye. All right.
We are officially international.
That's right. We are worldwide. We got a call from overseas, is what Sarah Palin would say.
Or George W. Bush.
Or George W. Bush. Wow, they called all the way from Canada.
I didn't even know they had phones up there. It's a good thing, the reason he called in is because I drink Molson, and we had two Molson cans connected. That's why he sounded a little muddled.
Excellent technology there. Uh-huh. All right. Well, speaking of baseball, lots of deals in baseball too.
I know.
Saturday was the trade deadline.
Yep.
And of course, the big blockbuster in baseball was that the Cardinals picked up Octavio Dotel. Oh, maybe not.
No, I think it was Jay. In fact.
Welcome, Octavio Dotel. And the Cardinals did. They picked up him, and they picked up Mike Rusiski, and they picked up Rafael Furcal.
Which is a rather
surprising move, because he makes a lot more than they're usually willing to pay for a shortstop, the cheap bastards. But hopefully that'll bring a little bit of speed and what have you to the lineup.
Yeah.
It was Furcal.
The Mariners made a big move, trying to shore up their anemic lineup. They signed disgraced Congressman Dennis Wu to a contract.
No.
Because even though he's a little long in the tooth for a major league ball player, he can still hit the home runs with the young ones.
He can. So, he can swing that stick.
I thought maybe they'd go for Anthony Weiner because, you know, he can bring the wood, but...
And what big deals did the Reds make? Oh, that's right. They didn't, did they?
Well, no, they did. They traded Johnny Gomes. I forget to even whom they traded him, but they picked up two prospects. That's always, oh yeah, these guys are going to be great.
Man, I would not. I like Johnny Gomes. I wouldn't have traded him.
I do too.
Man,
I know.
I know that they. I know that they tried to get in on the Ubaldo Jimenez sweepstakes and lost him to Cleveland. That's not embarrassing. Lost out on Hunter Pence to the Phillies and Michael Bourne to the to Atlanta. And really, that's no. I mean, you lose a player to the Phillies or Atlanta. That's not. I mean, those two teams will pay. So that's always a tough one to be up against. But they lost Ryan Ludwig to the Pirates. Come on. Yes. Okay. What the hell? We'll sign Ryan Ludwig. He just went to the Pirates. What?
Well, I like the moves that the Reds made because, you know, we're always looking to the future. Always looking to the future.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, what are they? Are they like four games out?
I don't know.
Something like that. They're not, I mean, they could turn it around at any time. They've got the team that could. They could just crank it up. And reel off 10 straight. I mean, really, in all honesty, they could.
I think right now they're working on their second two-game winning streak in as many months. So we'll see how that
see?
Works out.
See, things are picking up.
That's right.
See, they could win 10 in a row at any time. The Cardinals could lose 10 in a row at any time. We know the Pirates could lose 10 in a row. They've done that every year for the last generation. And Milwaukee is always fragile, so.
You know, in Cincinnati, I'm surprised that they didn't sign Hideki Arabu, but, you know, well.
maybe they were going to. Well, never mind.
No, actually, they probably did sign him, and they're still waiting on him.
Should be here
still
today.
Still waiting on him to pass the physical. Oh, God.
Man.
I'm sorry. Because I really didn't have much today, and that just popped into my mind.
The only thing left was Norwegian jokes.
Which I have one. Because, yeah, I saw a Criminal Profiler on TV yesterday, late at night. In fact, I may have imagined it, but he said he said that Anders Behring Breivik, his attacks may have been of a sexual nature. It was sexual repression and stuff. And so I'm thinking, God, why he's popping off all those shots? Is he getting a case of Norwegian wood? Hi-oh! It was funnier in my head when I was working it out.
But see, folks, that's what you don't get from other shows. You get original humor here.
That's right. When we say we're live and late breaking, we really are, because sometimes it just pops into the head right then.
There. Oh, I wanted to send a shout-out to the Miami Dolphins. Well, just for being the Miami Dolphins. after they got the most overrated player in the history of the NFL, Reggie Bush, they then looked around and said, you know what? We don't need Kyle Orton. You know, he's won a lot of games. He has a really big arm. We're going to sign Matt Moore, one of the backups from Carolina. let's do that, because, you know, it goes along with that brilliant decision when they said, you know what, we'd rather have Chad Pennington than Drew Brees. So,
well,
I'd like to give them a shout out for being consistent with their decision making.
Yeah, there you go. And there you have it.
Yep. See what's happening on Twitter this morning. Survey finds Internet Explorer users have lower IQs.
Yeah, you know, I heard that. I took offense to that. Of course, I even typed that in, and
you,
I think I
you
spelled
offense
wrong. I spelled something wrong.
And an Indian man has a hysterectomy after doctors find a uterus.
Well, I can see why you would.
We found a uterus. Get that thing out of here.
He must be related to Connie Mack.
It must be.
Hey, that was kind of clever how that all tied in together.
Yeah. Hey, there's my my Twitter friend, the Friendly Llama in South Africa. Maybe listening, you never know. So, hello, Friendly Llama.
Okay, and of course we have our guy on your dick's best friend. That's Pitch is on Twitter right now. Big fan, big fan.
Hello to you.
Oh.
That's Pitch.
Yeah.
And of course we want to send a shout out to Average Chick and the official fetus of I'm With Stupid, Fetus the Cletus.
For those of you who've never listened to this before, when we run out of material, we go big on the fanfare.
Yeah, we just start sending out shout-outs. And, of course, shout-out to Warrior Cat, who messaged me right when the show started.
You still have that message up, too, don't you?
I've printed it out and put it in my pocket next to my heart.
Oh, that is so sweet. I thought you were going to say you pasted it to the wall with the 300 pictures of her that you had.
Those are all taped to the ceiling above my bed. when we're speaking of the NFL, don't forget to tune in to I'm With Stupid this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. We will have our fantasy football spectacular.
Bum, 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 bum. It's going to be huge. That will be a real show, so you want to tune in then. Although it's a fantasy show, it'll be a real show.
Yes. Well, today's show was a real show. We had a real Muslim Canadian call in.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
I don't think anybody else on Blog Talk Radio is going to be able to make that claim.
No, they're not. I'm waiting for our first call from Norway.
I can't believe that they haven't called, because you know they have a lot to say.
Yes, they do.
Yep, we're on their mind. And it's only, 5:44 p.m. there, so.
Yeah, so they should be up. Well, you know, most of them. Some of them, well, they're not getting up anymore. But
they have 7 more hours of daylight.
Yes, they do.
They're probably just now about to sit down and have a nice dinner of herring.
Yes. Herring and smelts. There's a slight difference. And then, of course, old Grandpa. It gives a different meaning to, you know, in Norway. He who smelt it, dealt it.
Hi-yo! Anyway, 10 seconds. They're gonna cut us off. So thanks to everybody for listening.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.